At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On this week's episode, we're going back to high school. We discuss how we made our teachers cry, I give an iconic cheerleading performance, we call my mom Queen Jackie, and we give you the one piece of advice you need to survive high school. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and get ready for Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Psychobabble. Hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so Psychobabble is back, and we're here at the start of fall.
Oh, fall.
Leaves are crunching.
Not here in LA, they're not.
I know. I'd like to think about Michigan.
Oh, a Michigan fall.
A Michigan fall.
Back to school.
It's back to school time.
That's what fall reminds me of.
How do you even remember that far back in your life?
Oh, gosh. As someone who's had their 30-year anniversary... Okay, oh. That's a joke. You're looking at me like I'm being so serious.
I was gagging and gasping, gagsping.
Oh, gagsping.
I was gagsping at the thought of you going to your 30th reunion.
You haven't gagged since last Friday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So it is back to school time. A lot of people at home, what are you guys up to? Are you going back to high school? Are you just starting out high school? Are you going to college? I want to know. Tweet us where you're going this fall. Are you starting your first career, your first job?
Oh, my God. I remember.
I think a lot of the people listening are probably heading off to high school for the first time.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, where are you going with this? Can you remember? Let's take a trip down memory lane.
All the way back to high school?
All the way back to high school. What was the first day of high school like for you?
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm going to be that person. If you want to talk about high school, you know what my friends say about me. They say I peaked in high school.
I'm going to have to agree.
Well, you didn't even know me then.
It could have only gotten better than this train wreck that you live now that
I mean,
you call
life. It's all been downhill.
Has it?
Since high school.
But the first day of high school, what was it like? Were you scared? Were you nervous?
Oh, no. I had two older brothers who were already at the high school. I was just showing up like, I mean, with the last name Cool, like how can you go wrong in high school?
I'm vomiting.
Yeah. So that's tip number one, kids. Change your last name to Cool if you want to survive high school.
Okay.
No, it was like literally, I don't know if I can remember the first day exactly, but I for sure was not nervous or scared. But my high school was so small, like we were all in the same building.
How many people did you graduate with?
42.
Are you kidding me?
No. And see, all of, like, 6th through 12th grade was all in the same building. So when I went into 9th grade, which is what high school was in Michigan, 9th mm-hmm. through 12th, it's like I had already been in that building for a few years. Like, I knew what was happening.
It was not all at once.
No, they kind of, like, weaned you into it.
Gotcha. Well, when I first went to high school, 9th grade, I was terrified.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you don't really know what to expect. I have tons of older siblings, but none of them were in high school with me at the time. So, like, I didn't really have... you know, somebody that was going to look out for me.
Yeah.
I very much felt alone. And my grade was huge. The school itself was huge. Like, I think there were 1,400 people, which is just, like, a ton more than what you had to deal
yeah.
with. And I didn't really know what I was going to do, what groups I was going to join. And it was one of those things where I went and I just kind of tried everything my freshman year.
I think that's a good way to go into, like, any
new
experience.
Totally. And at the beginning of the year, I remember going to literally trying to go to every club, trying to join every...
Oh,
like,
you were that boy.
I was that boy because I just didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I didn't know who I wanted to hang out with.
Yeah.
And we had the unique experience of... It was... maybe this is typical for most schools, I don't know, but we had multiple middle schools coming together to go to high school.
See, not my school. We, like, I've known everyone since kindergarten. It was a big deal if we had a new kid.
We had, I think, six elementary schools that turned into two middle schools, which turned into one high school.
That's
insane. So every time you went to a new school, you would meet new people in your grade. And so it was very much like, that was kind of nice for me because at the time I had moved to a different city and I was meeting new people.
New boys to check out.
Right. But they were also meeting new people. So it was like everyone was kind of thrown into this. And I remember I was joining choir and drama club.
I want to know what clubs you tried out that didn't work out.
Oh, Spanish club.
You had a Spanish club?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We, Senora Martinez.
They just tricked you into learning?
No. You go and you have nachos.
Oh, my God.
You watch Finding Nemo in Spanish.
Are you serious?
You get a hoodie. I still have my Spanish club hoodie.
Did you do this after school?
Yes.
Tell me more about the nachos.
Oh my God.
Senora Martinez, could she make some nachos?
Okay, if y'all are back in Michigan, you know Senora Martinez. She delivered. She would bring these round, deep
corn tortilla chips.
No. Let me tell you what color they were.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. So let me set you the scene of these tortilla chips. They were the deepest, richest blue you've ever seen, kind of like the color of the cap of a Bic pen. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I've seen many a Bic pen.
Or maybe even the ink itself.
They call that blue ink?
Oh, it was the deepest blue ink pen tortilla chip.
Oh my God.
That I have ever tasted.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn tortilla chip?
I have. I ate it at Spanish Club.
So, I want to know more about the cheese, though. I don't care what color. And then I don't want to know what color the cheese was. I
want to
know,
just,
was it melted? Was it like a jar cheese? Nacho?
Times were tough at our high school.
Were they?
We didn't have a budget for cheese. We walked 10 miles in the rain to have chips without queso.
So these nachos were just blue corn tortilla chips.
We had salsa. We weren't going through it.
But you kind of were. You couldn't even get queso.
It was BYOQ.
I literally would have walked into Spanish Club, looked at Senora Martinez, saw that there was no queso, and I would have adiosed.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
Wow. You have no mercy.
No.
Well, let me tell you a little about Senora Martinez.
I would love to know more about her.
She was one of... She interspliced all of her Espanol with MK.
In the class, Spanglish of her.
It was, yes. And in the class, everyone would keep count of how many times she said MK. So she'd be like, hola, MK.
Me llamo es Senora Martinez, ¿mk?
I have lost. I mean, I took 4 years of Spanish, but I've lost it all except hola, ¿mk?
Apparently, I had Spanish.
Did you take Spanish?
Yeah. We were also mean to the teacher that she quit, and then we got a cool teacher.
We were really mean to one of our Spanish teachers. She ended up crying once. Because we had a senior in our class. She hid in a cupboard, and then the teacher opened the cupboard, and she screamed at the teacher, and she just sat down at her desk and cried, and she said, why do you people do this to me?
I wonder if that's, rumors. Everyone says Senora Cook, left because we were mean to her, but, obviously she got, a better job or something.
I don't know. I think kids are bullies. I think I was a bully. I don't think I was a bully, but by not stopping other bullies, I was... encouraging the bullying,
I think so.
Of teachers.
We, in our Spanish class, she made us do this game where you had to hide gummy bears. You had a kind
of... gummy bears in what?
So there was a little map and you would have to put them in the hallway. We were learning it was kind of like Clue, but with a gummy bear. And you were trying to guess where the gummy bear was. And we just kept saying Guma Bera instead of the word she told us.
Is that the word for gummy bear?
Oh, no. There was an official...
Guma Bera.
Yeah, it was I think Oro is bear. But she was so mad and we just kept being Donde esta Guma Bera? And she was...
What's your favorite
livid.
Word in Spanish besides Guma Bera?
Well, that is the official term for gummy bear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like everybody just says they love sacapuntas.
What's a sacapunta?
A pencil sharpener.
Oh my God, I love that. I kind of like something similar.
Bolígrafo. Oh, boli.
Do you know what that is?
A pen.
Yes!
My third favorite word in Spanish would probably be chipotle.
What is your order at Chipotle?
Oh, you know I get a good, bowl. Chicken bowl. Chicken bowl. I read, you know.
Does hers loves her queso?
Oh. Oh.
They don't have queso.
No, you know who does.
Taco Bell.
Yes, indeed.
You know who doesn't?
I was going to.
Senora Martinez.
Back to her.
She is the Chipotle of my high school, I guess.
Whoa.
No queso.
No queso.
You know what I hate?
Queso.
I'll tell you what I hate.
I literally had no idea where you're going.
You know exactly where I'm going.
Oh, you're. I know.
What? Name it.
You're going to hate when they ask if you want to pay extra for
ding, ding, ding.
At Chipotle.
You know what? I feel like that's the most disrespectful thing anybody can ever ask me.
I think they look at you. You're usually wearing rags.
Do I look like I am not ready to pay 50 cents extra for
it's
avocado?
It's $2.
Wait.
At Chipotle. Yeah. My order.
Are you kidding?
No, it's $2 at
Chipotle. That's not true.
Oh, we are going to Chipotle after.
You know what? I think there's. You know who has a avocado farm?
I hope Rihanna.
You're gonna have your mind blown. He supplies avocados to Chipotle.
Who?
I'm gonna give you hints.
Oh,
okay?
this is a fun game. You have to try to figure out who I'm talking about.
He's an artist.
Oh, like a painter, Picasso.
Nope, he's a musician.
Isn't an artist and a musician the same thing? John Mayer.
Okay, you're on a track.
Okay.
He's white.
Mm-hmm. John Mayer.
Is John Mayer white? I'm not questioning it, but whatever. He has a Z in his name.
Oh, Jason Mraz.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding! Yes. Jason Mraz literally has an avocado farm where he supplies avocados to Chipotle.
Mr. A to Z, I did not know that about you.
Is that what people call him?
Yes. It spells Mraz. Your mind is blown.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
You saw the wheels turning in my brain. The avocados churning.
Yeah.
The wheels turning.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Jason Mraz lyric.
So. I think it is.
Back to high school.
Yeah.
What do you think Jason Mraz was in high school?
Oh, he was in the band.
Yeah. Were you ever in band? Did you play an instrument?
I did. I played the trumpet. I don't think you knew that about
me.
No,
you didn't.
So, but I told you I had two older brothers in high school with me.
So you got a hand-me-down trumpet.
No. They both played drums. They were all about percussion, like Gloria Estefan.
Oh, I think I knew this. Wasn't your family trying to pull a Hanson?
Yeah, I think so. We all had very long hair.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. We all had bowl cuts, and we were going to be called the Bowl Cut Boys.
Is this all a lie?
And they both couldn't decide who was going to play the drums.
I'm bored of this lie.
I was going to play the trumpet. I'm sorry. But I played trumpet because my two older brothers played drums, and I didn't want to. I was I'm not going to follow in those shoes.
You were also athletic.
Oh, I was a jock. And I was I'm telling you, I peaked in high school.
You were. You did. You were a jock. I wasn't on any sports teams. I know everyone is surprised.
Oh, my gosh. You?
Me? But I did go to basketball games because I liked the chants.
I can see the chants.
Like, defense.
Oh, the chants.
Oh, not like taking chances.
I thought you were talking about Celine Dion taking chances.
I like to take a chance and go to a basketball game.
I was like, what, that you were going to sit in the stands and get hit with the ball?
No, I like
a cute boy was going to sweat on you?
Oh, that is a chance I would take. No, I like to take the chance of going to a basketball game. And I liked it because we would always have themed basketball games. So I got to play dress up a little.
Yeah.
Scream in the stands.
And you would be like,
act like I'm passionate about something.
What was your favorite basketball cheer? I mean, please don't drum on the table, but
Mamrie has taught me a few cheers.
I know. No, what was like, does Okemos High School have one?
We are the chieftains from mighty town. It takes a chieftain to knock you down. If you don't like our apples and don't shake our tree, we're the mighty, mighty chieftains. Woo! We can't be beat.
That sounds okay. Like, literally, my school was like, defense.
Oh, no. We got down and funky.
What was the one that everyone... I literally have no idea. Danielle, my friend, is going to be so mad because she was like head cheerleader and she taught me all of these and now they're gone.
You know who was a head cheerleader?
Your mom, Queen Jackie.
Queen Jackie. She tells this story. I don't know how true it is. She says, and I've looked on Wikipedia and there's no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this would be on Wikipedia.
You're going to want to look at MHSAA.com.
I don't know those letters.
Yeah, it's like where you're going to say that you're trying to prove that she was like national, all national.
She said she was number one cheerleader in the nation. She got a trophy for it, blah, 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 blah,
see,
blah.
See, you can check those because you can go online and see that I was an all-state cross-country runner.
I just fell asleep.
I mean, that's my homepage on my computer. I wake up every morning and look at.
Can't believe you peaked in high school.
Look at my splits and be like, oh my God, I was the fastest.
No, my mom, she literally won the award and then she got pregnant. That's the story. And she was shunned because she went to a Catholic high school and they were all like, you can't be thrown up into the air with a baby bump.
She could have thrown the baby after she had it. Like, teach you how to cheer, I mean.
I feel like if you get thrown with that velocity, your water breaks early.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she got kicked off the team.
Was she the aerial one? Like, they threw her in the air?
I don't know.
So you don't talk to your mom?
I don't know.
Do you want to call her?
I would rather not. Should we?
No.
We can. Let's call her.
Billing office, this is Jackie.
Hi, Queen.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Oh, just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Mm-hmm. I'm with Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Queen Jackie.
How are you?
You know, we're just living the dream. I had a question. I was talking to Corey about how you used to be a cheerleader.
The best cheerleader.
I need proof. I need proof.
Wait, okay, talk a little bit about that. Were you, how were you the best?
I won the competition. I was number one. in the United States.
In the United States?
Yes.
What kind of cheers did you do?
You know what kind of cheer I did.
Wait, I don't know.
We don't know.
That sounds really suggestive.
It was called The Puppet.
Oh, my God, no. I forgot about The Puppet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Give us a little.
I got a standing ovation. And
from who? Name names.
Huh?
Where's the trophy now?
I got rid of it.
You pawned your national championship trophy?
I got three of them, actually.
And you pawned them all? You literally sold them to 1-800-GOLD or whatever?
No, I did not pawn them.
What did you do with them? Did you ever drink, like, alcohol out of them?
No, it wasn't that kind of trophy. It didn't have, like, a huge cup.
Ugh. Well, you're missing out. No wonder you sold it.
Question. What did you do when you were a cheerleader? Did they throw you up, or did you throw people up, or did you? What did you do?
I was either in the middle or on top.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Don't talk like that about your mother.
Yeah, literally, I vomited.
Whatever. If you could go back to the cheerleading world, Queen Jackie, would you do it?
Well, yes, I'd do it. Are you kidding me?
Is it time for a comeback?
The Puppet 2.
I cheer all the time.
The Puppet Master. The Return of the Puppet.
Yeah, I still know that cheer.
Okay, well, the next time I'm home, will you teach me?
Oh, my God, your next collab.
That would be awesome to see you do the puppet.
Okay, aren't you at work?
Yes, I'm at work. I'm going to get fired.
You're going to have to go back to being a cheerleader.
If I'd make money, yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, well, good luck with your life. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I love you.
We
later,
love you.
Love ya. Later.
Bye.
Deuces. Well, that was just a moment we shared with Queen Jackie.
I am so intrigued by the puppet.
I still believe all of that is a lie. She is so engulfed in her own lie that she made up a cheer called the puppet.
I just love that she called it the competition. Not like nationals. Not like world America's best cheerleader.
The competition.
I won the competition.
Okay, well, we've talked about cheering. We've talked about sports. What about, you know, testing? Did you do the ACTs, the SATs?
Everybody did. I mean, I guess you're right. Everyone didn't. I went to college, though, so I did take the ACT.
Right. If you want to go to college, I think you have to take ACTs or SATs or something.
Yeah.
I took ACTs. Were you stressed about them?
So I was so not stressed about them that I didn't study at all, and then I did not very well on my ACTs.
Really?
Yeah. I did terribly.
What did you get?
I forgot.
No, you didn't!
Well, I knew that I had a lot.
Well, here's the thing. I can preface you telling me your ACT score with Corey is one of the smartest people I know.
Okay.
So regardless of your test score, I know that you're smarter than me.
Thank you.
So what did you get?
I got a 16.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That is literal proof that these tests are ludicrous.
That's always the thing. The reason I didn't study is because I've never been good at those kind of tests. I'm more like into writing and that sort of thing.
You people at home do not understand how smart Corey is.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I literally didn't study because I had a 3.9 and I had a lot of like extracurriculars.
Right.
So I was like, they're going to let me in where I want to go.
That's frustrating to me to hear.
I would love to go at it again.
I thought you were going to
surprise me and be like, well, here's your
chance. Here's your ACT test.
Yeah.
Guess what I got in the ACTs?
But you, like,
studied. And you know how dumb I am.
You, like, studied.
I did not study.
Who did you cheat off of?
I did not study. I got a 27.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And I got the lowest out of my friends.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, does 16 count? Can you get a 16?
Okay, well, let me tell you a little story about the ACTs. My sister,
mm-hmm.
She studied her butt off, and she took the ACTs. She got a 22. She was not happy with that. So you can retake the test as many times as you want to try to get a better
grade. I did not retake it.
You didn't retake it. Well, she retook it. She studied and studied and slaved away studying. She ended up going back.
And doing worse.
And she got an 18. Did you ever take a test where you had to figure out what you were supposed to be when you grew up?
Oh, my God, yes. In fifth grade in Mr. Packer's class.
Mr. Packer?
Yeah. Oh, he was my fave teach.
Was he hot? My fave teach?
Fave teach.
You're disgusting.
He did have a ginger beard.
Sign me up.
Yeah. No, I loved him. We took what should you do when you grow up test or whatever they call that.
What'd you get?
You're not going to believe me. I got a choreographer. Like the
Are
dance instructor. No, I kid you not.
As somebody who's seen you dance, that is improbable.
Whoa. I could have been the next Abby Lee Miller. I mean, I could have been the first Abby Lee Miller.
There's still time.
Yeah.
You know, Abby and I go way back. Maybe I can set you up for a little dance class.
I would love that.
She invited me to the studio.
I would love to brainstorm a routine with her.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the studio. She's going to teach us a few things. Maybe we'll be in the next Sia video.
Oh, my.
Who knows what's going to happen?
I probably could be.
You could have been Sia.
I'm going to be winning Emmys for my choreography.
You're going to win the competition.
Could I call it Corey's choreography? Or should I just call it choreography?
Choreography. That's like a TV show waiting to happen.
Can we hashtag choreography? They're not going to know how to spell it.
Spell it. Tell them.
K-O-R-E-Y-O-graphy.
I'm like, do you know how to spell it?
Oh, yeah. I'll have to. Corey, I'll get it trending.
Choreography. Get it trending. If you're watching this far, that's how we're going to know that you are still listening. Wait, I said watching, didn't I? If you are listening this far, get it trending. That's how we're going to know if you're still listening.
Yeah. Well, since I'm obviously going to be a professional choreographer after we walk out of this recording session, I figured why don't we see what you should be if, anything. Like, because you didn't take one of those tests.
I never took one, yeah. I mean, clearly, and that's why I ended up being a YouTuber.
You're long overdue. We have a very important quiz that says, what career should you actually have? It's got Oprah on the, front.
I hope I get Oprah.
I wonder if Oprah's an option. That would be great.
I mean, that is the career aspiration.
Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Give it to me.
So, very hard-hitting questions. You just tell me what comes to mind. I'll find the one that matches the answer, or I'll give you a few options. What would you spend your tax refund on?
Queso.
Got it.
Avocado. Additional avocado at Chipotle.
Okay, so an exotic vacation it is.
Okay, yep, that is exotic.
To where they sell queso.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, trilogy movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Wow, that is an option. Is that really your answer?
Yeah, you know I love Lord of the Rings.
What would you bring with you on a desert island?
A book on how to escape.
Wow. A book of crossword puzzles.
No. How about Hot Boy?
No, I'll give you some options.
Okay, give me options.
Your smartphone, a George Foreman grill. Oh, a buddy.
A buddy in quotes. We all know what that means.
Yes. Who is your dream dinner guest?
Oprah? Julie Chen.
Neither of those are options. I'll give you Beyonce, Michelle Kwan. You're going to go with Beyonce given these options.
Beyonce.
What word best describes you?
Give me some options.
Badass comes to mind. Bold. Creative, passionate, loyal, determined, adventurous, not adventurous.
I would say loyal.
Loyal?
Yeah, I'm a pretty loyal guy.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed
that. Or bold based on Doritos flavors. Bold Dorito.
What is your dream city to live in?
San Francisco.
It's not a choice.
London. New York City.
We got London. We got New York. We got Cape Town. We got Tokyo. I know you like Tokyo. Yes. Yeah, your favorite magazine?
Oh, I love Nylon.
So Vogue it is?
No, what about Tiger Beat?
Nope. You're going to want to go with Vogue.
Really? Cosmopolitan?
Not a choice.
Okay, I guess Vogue.
This is a bad quiz. What do you look for in a workplace?
Oh, Wi-Fi.
I think that is also known as attention to detail.
Yes. I love attention to detail. Or their attention to the details of Wi-Fi.
No, I think focused mission is actually the option there.
Whatever.
Wi-Fi is your focused mission.
My mission is focused on Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Pick a genre of movie.
I just love a rom-com.
Oh, that's a choice.
Thank you.
And then your favorite social network. Oh, I'm putting you on the spot.
Tumblr?
That is a choice.
Tumblr.
Oh, my God. You are going to live for your answer.
Am I going to be Oprah when I grow up?
Oh, we have a drum roll. You, my friend, should be the Vice President of the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even the president?
No. I mean, you've always been more of a Michelle or a Kelly instead of a Beyonce.
A, how dare you? B, how dare you? I interviewed both Michelle and Kelly at the VMAs, and they were incredible.
I think that's fitting. Like, obviously, a Beyonce would interview a Beyonce. A Kelly or a Michelle would interview a Kelly or a Michelle.
There's nothing wrong with being a Michelle or a Kelly.
Oh, do you want to know, like, why you should be the vice president?
I'm annoyed. Sure.
You are...
You know what? Actually,
Veep.
I love Veep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, the picture is of Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Veep.
I would love to be her.
It says, you are a doer. You know how to get things done. You are a big thinker.
I am.
You are just valuable to any team, but not valuable enough to be the president.
But just in case I might be. Okay, so then who would be my president? I just had a lisp for that word.
Who?
President.
Maybe Queen Jackie? Ugh. Would you let her?
I would literally just...
What? I'm waiting.
I was going to say John Wilkes Booth. Is that too soon?
And, you would, like,
I don't know
shoot
if I can
your mom?
Say that. Well, when it comes to competitions, her and I go head to head.
Talk about an escandalo. I cannot believe you were going to shoot the puppet.
Oh, my gosh. She would be the puppet. She is the puppet. If she's going to be my president, she is a puppet. I am the puppet master.
I literally am going to refer to your mom as puppet from now on.
On her Facebook?
Oh, hey, puppet. Hims loves Hims puppet.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
Well, I can't wait to be the vice president.
I'm glad we figured that out.
And you can do
you.
My choreography because you know Michelle Obama, she loves to do, you know, the fitness stuff.
Get me bodied.
Get me bodied with Beyonce. Mm. So maybe, yeah, you can choreograph when I'm, like, trying to get...
That's choreograph.
Anywho, thanks for listening, y'all. If you are about to go into high school, I wish you the best of luck. Corey, what is one piece of advice you would give to the people that are going off to high school?
I will say, I just tweeted this a few weeks ago at somebody who was asking for high school advice. I said, go in with an open mind, smile, say hi to people. It's just literally that simple. You're going to make friends, and go in with an open mind and, yeah, live your dream.
Live your dream.
Try new things.
I would say, don't be so nervous. Nobody cares. Nobody cares how you do in the audition. Nobody cares what you wear to school because everyone's so nervous caring about what other people think of what they're doing. Nobody actually cares about what anybody else is doing. Yeah. They're all worried about themselves. So if you just live it, you're gonna be golden.
I mean, I wore sweatpants in high school. If you want to, you can be homecoming king too.
Were you homecoming king?
I was.
Well, you didn't have much competition.
I peaked in high school.
Okay, thanks you guys for listening. Have a good life. If you want to find us, subscribe to Psychobabble on iTunes. Corey, how easy is it to subscribe?
Oh, it's just a little click.
How little of a click?
I don't know. I haven't actually seen the button.
Yeah, you guys click it. Send us a screenshot of you clicking it with the hashtag choreography. Yeah. We're going to be favoriting your tweets, sending some DMs. Subscribe to us, and where else can they find us?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's the Twitter. Okay. At Corey Cool. I'm Corey Cool everywhere online.
KoreyKuhl.
That's me.
And if you want to find... That was like a cheer itself.
I know.
If you want to find me, I am Tyler Oakley. Spell it, Core.
Oh, TyLeroakley.
I've never met somebody with such terrible...
Diction.
No, not diction. what is it called? Syncopation.
Oh, I would have been...
If you had stuck with trumpet, you would have gotten that.
Oh. You sound like my mother. I'm having flashbacks.
Okay, bye, y'all. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.